work the camera, it will do wonders for you. Trust me on this. You should listen to her, Cinder added. She's been on camera since she was a kid. But her brain was whirring like a hand mixer. I'm not good with people. That's why I became a baker. Ingredients are much simpler, and they always behave the way they're meant to. At least they did for her. If Sparks had been acting since she was 14, Ember had been cooking and baking since she had received her Easy Bake Oven for her 4th birthday. She had quickly outgrown the toy, preferring to sit on the counter and help their mother with real recipes. Baking was in her blood. Acting was too, but that gene had completely skipped her and gone straight to Sparks. The double dose of it had made her sister a sparkling, shiny actress. That was fine. Ember didn't care. What she did care about was winning the competition. The show, a reality television baking competition, had the coolest prize ever. It was a storefront in the city and a baking show. Ember didn't actually want the baking show. That part made her sweat more than hand-piping a cake for a whole afternoon. But what she wanted, more than anything in the world, was her own bakery. Something all her own. Her parents had offered to front the money for the venture. They would have to skimp and scrape, but the Bradys were willing to do all kinds of sacrifices for their daughters. But that was not how Ember wanted to get her bakery. She was dead set on working for it, on earning it with her medal as a baker. What better way to prove that she was the best than in an actual baking competition judged by the world's best pastry chefs? There wasn't a better plan. This was it, and she wasn't going to mess it up. "What are you girls doing in here?" Liza Brady chided, waltzing into the kitchen. "Dinner is already on the table. It will get cold. I did not spend all day cooking up a storm for my daughters to eat a tepid meal." She clapped her hands together. "Come now." With a backward glance toward the cupcakes, Ember followed her mother and sisters into the dining room. Their father, Virgil, was already sitting down at the head of the table, sipping a creamy soup. "I made lobster bisque," Mom explained, tucking in on Dad's left. Sparks sat in her usual seat, with her blonde hair and keen brown eyes, eyeing the meal nervously. No doubt, in a few short moments, she would push away her bowl of delicious soup, claiming that she had to be careful because the network was on her ass about looking good again. It had been a refrain since Sparks was a teenager. Cinder, the Brady family's baby, had brown hair and green eyes, just like their mother. Her makeup was always done with expertise and flawlessness, making professional makeup artists weep with jealousy. Cinder grabbed her phone from her back pocket and snapped a few pictures of the table before posting it onto her social media, where there were millions of followers, hungry for her next post. Ember wasn't famous and renowned like her sisters, and she was honestly okay with it. Her own hair was auburn, like their father's, and her eyes were a passable shade of brown. She had curves on her curves because she was a baker, and she refused to not taste every little thing she made. It wasn't just about quality control, it was about good sense. Life was too short to pass up eating a good macaroon or a perfect cookie, her delectable mousse. There were a lot of things to taste out there, and Ember wasn't going to worry about her waistline. "A toast." Virgil took up his wine glass, raising it high above his head. "To Ember, who starts a new project, a new adventure, tomorrow. May you succeed. May you succeed," the rest of the family chorused their motto. "How are you feeling?" Mom asked her, a worried frown pulling at her beautiful features. Liza knew her eldest was the shy, reserved one, who wouldn't do so well under the glaring limelight. "Not too nervous, I hope?" Ember gave her mother a wide smile. "Not nervous at all," she lied, because it was a lie. Ember was a nervous wreck. It wasn't just the competition that was weighing on her. She had a secret, one that she didn't know how to handle. She had no idea how to tell her family. Would they believe her? Would they panic? Would they insist that she not compete in the Baker's Gotta Bake television show? She couldn't risk it because of one pesky letter. The piece of paper sat in her purse, far off in the entryway. The note.